a fun, confusing day in the association that had my wife definitely thinking I was a loser. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being part of the 6 a.m. club, as I love just following the dominoes and the possibilities and the breakdowns between Brian Windhorst, or whether it's Bill Simmons or Chris Mannix. I'm just consuming NBA podcasts like a total dork when I should be napping after the vacay to Maryland with the two children. But we got a lot yesterday in the NBA. We're going to start off with Mark Stein, who reports that the Mavericks are expected to extend Jason Kidd's contract before the start of next season. And I said,
there it is.
There it is. Oh, the Nick flirtation. The story wouldn't die. It wouldn't stop. And then eventually you say to yourself, all right, this is about leverage. Is it more about wanting to coach Jalen Brunson again, being at the Garden, getting away from Nico and Dumont, or getting that contract extension after all the BS he put up with last year? And Jason Kidd, I think, gave us our answer with this report. He's going to get his extension.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's always had an affinity for the Knicks. And I'll be honest, the way the Eastern Conference is shaked out right now, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they have you want to talk about a clear path. It is the New York Knicks. They've got a clear path to the finals. Or one of the clearest in the league, period. So, like, there's a draw there. There's a healthy draw. But, I mean, his kid's here. He's like, you know, baseball player and athlete. His family maybe he wants to stick around. Who knows, right? But it makes sense that this was also a contract ploy to get that deal after he's had to put up with, you know, basically being the face, the mouthpiece of this organization when, you know, Al Bundy over there cowered and never showed his face again.
He's clearly a New York area guy, though. Because, like, I mean, he spent all that time with the Nets. Then he coached the Nets. He bailed on the Mavericks at the end of 2011 or 2012, whatever it was, to go to the Knicks when they thought they had a deal in place. And he was like, oh, no, never mind. I was kidding. I'm going to New York. So this would have been a fourth tour up in that general area with the Knicks or the Nets. And so I'm sure he was attracted by it. But, he probably also used what the Mavericks know is a real attraction to the area to, like, all right, let's lean on that a little bit and press him.
So J. Kidd going to be extended, but the big news yesterday centered on Bedford, Texas's very own Miles Turner, who RJ has always liked. Everyone saw why, if you already didn't know, during the NBA Finals run of the Indiana Pacers. Well, Miles Turner leaves Indiana to sign with the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm watching Windhorst Tim Bontemps live on TV, and Windhorst is like, okay, nice signing. I don't know how they did it. How? Bontemps was speculating, oh, is it a Kyle Kuzma signing trade? What is going on? And then Shams with the second layer that Damian Lillard is going to be waived, and the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be taking on dead cap money of $20 million a season for the next 5 years. They're accepting the Dak Prescott trade. $113 million of dead money. Dame's getting all of it. He's getting out of Milwaukee, which reports say he's thrilled about. We already knew that when he was just busy watching YouTube boxing highlights in his hotel room. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
You remember that story. Yeah. He gets to rehab for a year around his family, and then he's going to get to pick where he wants to play. But this is the Milwaukee Bucks and trying to please Giannis and make him happy and rescind any thoughts of a trade demand. Miles Turner signs for big money, 4 for $107 in Milwaukee.
It's a little counterproductive, though, it feels like, since apparently Giannis is not happy that they're doing that.
All right, so this is why I nerded out and I watched this stuff. The reporting on this is very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So Giannis, Chris Haynes, NBA insider, who Choppy will get to, has had a rough start to free agency.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Haynes, I guess somehow is related to Giannis's family or something like that. That may or may not be true. I just saw that on Twitter. But Chris Haynes reports immediately Giannis is not happy with this deal. Well, Shams and others are saying that Giannis recruited Miles Turner.
Right.
So it's like, okay.
Did they not tell him?
You got the guy you wanted. But then the third layer is they did not tell Giannis how they were going to free up the money to get Miles Turner by waving Dame and just outright cutting him. And then Giannis basically on social media putting out the memes and the gifs of, I'm so confused. I don't know what world I'm living in right now.
Yeah, and did they tell, I'm sure they did, but did they tell Miles Turner how they were freeing up the money? Or is Miles Turner walking to something with like, hey,
I don't think he cares.
He might if it's like, I'm going from Indiana and contending for a title to this.
He's not contending in Indiana.
I mean, you wouldn't have thought they were contending the last 2 years either, and they did.
Yeah, but they don't have Tyrese.
No, yeah, but I mean, Tyrese, what? They're going to go without his 6 points in the finals? I mean, that's so rough for them. This is a lot of money to commit to Miles Turner. It's $220 million over like 4 years, which it's $55 million a season is basically what you're. I understand it's not as easy as just saying, take that money and apply it to that. But what they put as a burden on their cap is $220 for Miles Turner.
A $50 million player.
He's good. He's good. A good player. I would never want to pay $50 million for Miles Turner.
Executives were kind of laughing at this, saying, is he even better than Brooke Lopez? Brooke Lopez just went to the Clippers as a backup center instead of going to the Lakers. By the way, the Lakers, if you want to laugh at them here in the Metroplex, still don't have their big man, but that's what the league was saying yesterday, confused and shocked over what Milwaukee did.
Unless Milwaukee knows that Giannis is going to finish his contract out and then he's going to leave, then you've got yourself an opening. Sure. Other than that, it's a curious decision because the margins when it comes to championship contending rosters, you need that $20 million. Like you can't just have $20 million of dead cap in the NBA.
And in Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, and in Milwaukee.
But you probably have to overpay to get some people.
They might have already did that. You know, they might have just done that in order to lure Miles Turner there. I love that the way the league is right now in the East, all these teams are just an effort, man. This is our opening. Let's overpay. Let's go.
The let's go to me is...
Because it's a one-year thing, and there's like three teams.
Yeah, but Miles Turner doesn't make the Bucks a contender, in my opinion. This is not a needle mover. It's a nice... pickup.
Sure.
Now, can Milwaukee be more of a contender because of the state of the East? Sure.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I'm taking Cleveland. I'm taking New York still over them. But I guess you could say Milwaukee is after them, even though a lot of people are shooting the Atlanta Hawks up because of their offseason. But Miles Turner does not make me take the Milwaukee Bucks really serious.
I would have been more excited with the whole chair incident with DeAndre Jordan when the Clippers locked him away and then he ended up signing elsewhere. I would have been more excited as a Mavericks fan for the DeAndre Jordan signing years ago than if I'm a Bucks fan about this with Turner. And Turner's obviously got more offensive game, but this to me is just, you're spending a lot of money to do what exactly? Yeah. You're not contending with this. And so I don't understand it. I think this looks bad for Dame, overall. I think Dame has done a lot to ruin what would have been a protected legacy for him.
Well, he had to get out of Portland if he wanted to win a title.
But I think that's
did hurt his legacy.
It was a risk because he could have been viewed as the NBA's Trout almost. Not as good as Trout, but the idea of just you were protected. Nobody would have blamed you for not winning.
But the other side of that, people would have called him a loser.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people would have felt bad for him. Now people are going to look and go how good was he?
Well,
he was also the end of his career. Not the end of his career.
I mean, he was still one of the. He averaged 32 points a game when he got traded to Milwaukee. That's what he had averaged the year before.
He's 36, 37. Yeah, he's
no, I know. Out so of now it's prime. Ruined. He wasn't winning in Milwaukee. If he would have just bided his time and sat there out in Portland, just gone, okay, this is what your legacy is.
I would have thought him as a loser. I side with Choppy on that. You didn't do anything to get out of there. I don't think it's going to hurt him. We're the legacy.
Yeah, we are creators. We are.
I still think
boomers,
Dame.
The legacy boomers. Maybe.
I still think Dame is going to be regarded with a way more positive career outlook. Dame time. Clutch, unfortunate ending in Milwaukee. And we'll see how he ends it with his next stop that he gets to pick.
He gets to pick.
KD ends up having a better reputation for his legacy than Dame does. I bet you.
Well, I mean, he's an not as a player.
I don't just mean as a player. I mean as a thought of as a winner. It'll be completely forgotten that he hitched onto legacies. He'll be viewed more favorably in that respect.
Okay, hot take. Write that on the wall.
I think most people in the East are looking at it like that. Man, Cleveland's a fraud. That's why they're doing all these moves. Yeah. I think Orlando is a live team. The Knicks, nobody even wants to coach them. They don't even have a coach.
Apparently, so you know who they're supposedly close with, according to Stein?
Mike Brown? How many times are people going to go down the Mike Brown?
How many times has Mike Brown been a head coach?
Seven? He's in a ninth team, whatever?
Cleveland, Sacramento.
Cleveland like three times. He's like the Glenn Gullitson of the Cavaliers.
Yeah, he's Mike Brown does feel very much like the, I don't know, that feels like if you go out and hire Doug Peterson at this point or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, why? Why are we doing this again?
So, Dame cut, Miles Turner to Milwaukee, and I'm thinking that Giannis is not happy. So, I hope he asks out and demands a trade so we can get even more fun in the NBA offseason. I can't stop with the Malik Beasley stuff. I can't stop. It's incredible. DetroitNews.com dropped a story on the debts that the Detroit Piston former Milwaukee Buck owes. We're talking barbers. We're talking rent. And we're talking dentists. All of them. In March, Beasley was sued in Detroit's 36th District Court for failing to pay $14,000 in rent. The historic high-rise apartment is owned by Dan Gilbert, Cleveland Cavaliers. Last month, Beasley was sued again by them for failing to pay $7,300 in rent. In January, a celebrity barber shop with a long roster of NBA stars won a $27,000 judgment against Beasley. And then in January, a Minnesota dentist won a $34,000 default judgment against Malik. The dentist started garnishing his paychecks from the Pistons in February. The debt has not been satisfied. So the Detroit Pistons, in their accounting department, are redirecting the NBA paycheck of Malik Beasley to Dr. Al Shibiabi? I'm not being insensitive. I just can't pronounce the name. Hassan Al Shihabi. Where's this going? Is this a relative? Is this an in-law? Is this Kawhi Leonard's uncle? No, it's a dentist who is requesting to the team, I got to get a part of his paycheck. Dentist, rent, barber. Malik's done.
Man. Bet on it as much as you want, though. Malik Beasley went from 11 points a game to 16 points a game. That dude was playing his ass off to
threes.
Hit covers. He was trying his hardest to cover these spreads. And so I give him respect for that. You got a good output from him out of it.
Imagine playing every night under these circumstances. Like, man, I owe my dentist. Damn, how am I going to pay off the barber? How am I going to get my next fade?
$27,000 for a barber is ridiculous.
What kind of barber's got that cash, right? Like, he's betting. What kind of? I've never heard of a barber betting 20 grand on a game.
Well, I think Malik owed him for haircuts.
Yeah, I think is that what it is? Yeah. $20,000 worth of haircuts?
I think his gambling debts, like he wasn't able to pay dentist and barber and everything.
Yeah, the dentists weren't betting on the game. Okay, he owed the bill. He
I was like, bill. Man, this guy's not even using a bookie. He's just using dentists.
The Minnesota dentist gambling racket.
You sit down at the RJ thinks you sit down in the chair, you look up, and it's underdog up there, you know. It's not the Disney
glasses are.
Yeah,
get your root canal and layaway. I mean, how do you have that much money in dental work?
Veneers.
Hey, you know,
40 grand. Yeah,
you know how much dental work costs. You know how much that is with kids and braces. Come on,
man. The NBA's got some bad insurance.
877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line, as we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We have an amazing return to the NFL that everyone is going to celebrate, and Bobby's going to explain adult tummy time next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.